It's another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo in Rapid City runs January 27th through February 4th and features the region's largest trade show, livestock sales, and one of the top five indoor PRCA rodeos in the country. They also have cattle sales, a two-day horse sale, and much, much more. Events are held at the Central States Fairgrounds and at the Monument, 444 Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City.
You know, Mike, the Black Hills Stock Show gets started next Friday.
Getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Hey, Mark and Ann Wolf's 21 Angus Ranch, they're going to be holding their annual Top Cut Bull Sale January 28th. It's going to be at the ranch at New England, North Dakota. Lunch is at noon, and the sale is going to start at 1 o'clock, and that's Mountain Standard Time. Now, if you want more information, go to Angus at ndsupernet.com.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. Their inventory is always changing, so check out Yesterday's Antiques.
Absolutely, and a very, very happy new year from Tri-State Livestock News. You know, it's what the ranchers read.
You're invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event, the 35th Annual Slutton Angus Bull Sale, Monday, February 13th at noon. 80 registered yearling bulls and 30 commercial yearling heifers will sell at Faith Livestock. Slutton Angus, a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles.
And I like that. All right, Mike, I don't know who wrote this, but I thought this was pretty good. In a New York classroom one year after 9/11, students composed the following 9/11 poem. A relative of the teacher had perished on that tragic day in Tower 1 of the World Trade Center. The victim left behind a three-year-old. This is a list of don't forgets and remembers. I don't know who wrote this, but here we go. We were eight. Before September 11, we would wake up with a list of don't forgets. Don't forget to wash your face. Don't forget to brush your teeth. Don't forget to do your homework. Don't forget to wear your jacket. Don't forget to clean your room. And don't forget to take a bath. After September 11th, we wake up now with a list of remembers. Remember to greet each sun every morning. Remember to enjoy every meal. Remember to thank your parents for their hard work. Remember to honor those who keep you safe. Remember to value each person you meet, and remember to respect others' beliefs. Now we are nine.
Well, this is something from Will Rogers, the great philosopher. I think he was well ahead of his time, or maybe it's just that things haven't shown any improvement since the 1930s. I'm not sure. But these words from Will Rogers, written over 80, 90 years ago, and just are as valid today as they were then. Quote, Will Rogers, Congress is so strange, a man gets up to speak and says nothing. Nobody listens, and then everybody disagrees. We all joke about Congress, but we can't improve on them. Have you noticed that no matter who we elect, he's just as bad as the one he replaces? Again, from Will Rogers, when Congress makes a joke, it's a law. And when they make a law, it's a joke.
Oh, no.
Never blame a legislative body for not doing something. When they do nothing, they don't hurt anybody. When they do something is when they become very dangerous.
Oh.
About all I can say for the U.S. Senate is that it opens with a prayer and closes with an investigation.
Ooh, that's so not good.
Times don't change all that much sometimes in there. So what else do you have for us, Kim?
Well, I've got just a couple of short little things that I thought we might enjoy. For example, we must overcome the notion that we must be regular. It robs you of the chance to be extraordinary and leads you to mediocre. Do you have something, Mike?
Well, did you like those little misprints in the church
directory
and everything?
Okay.
I can get you a couple more of those.
Okay, that sounds great.
Announcement in a church bulletin for a national prayer and fasting conference. Quote, the cost for attending the fasting and prayer conference includes meals.
Oh, dear. Someone was not paying attention.
The peacemaking meeting scheduled for today has been canceled due to a conflict.
Oh, no.
Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Don't forget your husbands.
Oh, no. Hey, it's easier to be wise for others than for oneself. We so appreciate you listening to The Good Stuff today.